Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. Happy Monday. I pray that you are well and that you've had a beautiful weekend and that today is going to be great, fabulous, and blessed. This morning I'm going to be reading from Isaiah 65, verses 16 and 17. So it shall be that he who invokes a blessing on himself in the land shall do so by saying, may the God of truth and fidelity, the Amen, bless me. And he who takes an oath in the land shall swear by the God of truth and faithfulness to his promises, the Amen. Because the former troubles are forgotten, and because they are hidden from my eyes. For behold, I create new heavens and a new earth, and the former things shall not be remembered. Are come into mind. Isaiah 65, 16, 17. Swear by the God of truth and faithfulness to the former troubles are forgotten and are hidden from his eyes. You can bless or curse yourself with your mouth. You can bring forth a blessing by speaking positive truths from God's word, or you can bring a curse by speaking negatively. He is the ultimate deceiver. And he tries like hell to bring you trouble and then influence you to prophesy that same kind of trouble for your future. But there's hope. There's faith. You can choose to bless yourself. If you mentally stop living in the past, you can begin to think and speak in agreement with God. Take notice of the things you say, because what you say, it really, really does matter to you and to your well-being. Say what you believe Jesus would say in your situation, and you will open the door for the miracle to your life. You will open the door for the working power of God. You will open the door for all that for you, that all that God has for you to come into your life like never before. You will open up the door. So shut the door to the past. Shut the doors to what didn't happen. Shut the door for previous efforts and speak truth over your life, whether it's a relationship, whether it's a situation, whether it's pain, it's hurt, whether it's betrayal, whether it's missed opportunity, nothing is missed in God. If it's for you, it is for you. What is for you is for you. Remember, greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. You can do all things with Christ. He is the God of a second chance and a third chance and another chance and a multitude of chances to give him the ultimate glory. So what you're doing is not for you, it's to give him the glory. Father God, I thank you for your love. I thank you for who you are and what you're doing in our lives, Lord God. Lord God, this morning, I call that everyone attached to this call, everyone that's listening to this call, will walk in their truth today. They will walk in what you have for them to walk in today, Lord God. They will speak truth over their lives, over their situations, Lord God, over their beliefs, what they're believing you for, Lord God. They will not listen to Satan of, oh, we didn't get it the last time, or you tried this before and it didn't work. Lord God, show them what they need to move forward with greatness. Show them their mistakes from before. Show them their faults. Show them the missed door that they were supposed to walk through. Show them what they need to do, Lord God, to restructure and move forward and focus and gravitate to you, Lord God, and letting you lead them in the situation, Lord God. Lord God, show them to speak life. Show them to walk in that life, Lord God. Have your way like never before, Father God. We are believing you. We're honoring you with our lives, Lord God. We thank you this morning, Lord God, for everything, everything that you're doing in our lives, Lord God. All of it is working for our good, Lord. We thank you for your love. We thank you for your peace. We thank you for your ultimate joy. Lord God, we need you like never before. Stay with us, guide us. We know that you will never leave us or forsake us, Lord God. Show up in our lives like never before this week, Lord God. Take over, take out the enemy's plan, Lord God, and let us reign in you. Lord, we love you. We thank you and we give you all the honor. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen, amen, amen. Have an amazing day, loves. God bless you. Let this Monday be great. Let this Monday be rejoiceful. Have gratitude in your heart. Know that it could have been you in a situation that's not so good, but you're here today to say hallelujah, to say amen, to say that this is the day that the Lord will make. I will rejoice. I love you. God bless you. Be great.